You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Up next, the People of 250. In this, the first of a brand new series on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, we'll talk to some of the people behind Charlottesville's 250th birthday celebration. Today, Steve Trumbull of Trumbull Photography joins us to talk about his Charlottesville on the Move exhibit, which runs until January 31st at City Space. I caught up with Steve by telephone from his office. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dan. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Before we talk about the City Space exhibit, I'd like to begin with a little bit about your own background. How long have you been interested in photography and, in particular, historical photography?
Well, I've been interested in photography for years. I've always had a camera with me, but it's always been more of a hobby than anything. And then I've also been interested in history and architecture, but also at a pretty casual level. And only in recent years, the two interests have sort of come together. And living in a place like Charlottesville, I got interested in the old buildings and places around town and then began to document the changes that I was seeing. And that got me curious as to what these places used to look like, and then that led to studying old photographs like the Holsinger collection and just wanting to find more of the same.
Great. Now, when did you begin collecting historical photographs, and what can you tell us about the size of your collection?
Well, first of all, my collection of images is really just focused on the Charlottesville area. That's what I'm fascinated in, and there's a lot of stuff here, and so that's the focus of it. So I like to find anything that's taken, you know, around town over the last 100-plus years. But my collection is essentially a digital library. I'm not really interested in owning the physical prints or negatives. And so what I do is I simply ask photographers or other people that have old photographs of Charlottesville if I can scan them, and then I carefully document where each came from, who the photographer was, if that's known, and then what the subject is. And then, in addition, I take current photos of houses, buildings, businesses, street scenes, anything like that throughout Charlottesville, just to get a current document of those. And then I know that these will, in time, become historical documents, and some of them already have, because some of these buildings and houses that I've taken pictures of have been demolished, and new buildings have gone up. And so I have photographic records of those things. And the most enjoyable part of that is really having those multiple images of the same location. And I have a website called Charlottesville Then and Now that shows some of those.
And do you have any idea how many images you have in your collection at this point?
Kind of hard to say, and I don't have it sort of specifically delineated between the old ones and my new and things that I'm taking, but certainly in the thousands, maybe excess of 10,000.
Wow, that's a lot of images. That must take some serious organizing to keep that straight.
Yeah, that's the biggest part of it.
Sure. Now, many Charlottesville locals know you because of your business, Trumbull Photography. How did you come to start your own business, and what are some of the services that you offer?
Well, quite a bit of that is real estate photography. My wife and her business partner, Stephanie Howard, have a successful real estate business here in Charlottesville, so I photograph properties for them and for other realtors, including aerial. I do aerial photography for farms and estates and that sort of thing. But I've also done portraits and photograph family reunions and things like that. And then, of course, I do any kind of photographic documentation, anything from construction sites to family heirlooms to things like that.
Very good. Now, you mentioned just a minute ago, you mentioned the Charlottesville Then and Now website. I was wondering where did the idea come from for this really interesting. Maybe you could describe the site a little bit, too, as well.
Yeah, the basic idea of Charlottesville Then and Now is that I take old photographs of Charlottesville, discover the location. A lot of the times it's not known. You see an old photograph of a building that doesn't exist. There's not necessarily any documentation of what it is. So I find out try to discover where it is, and then go back and take a current shot oftentimes from the very same angle. And then so I have a then and a now of that location. I've done hundreds of these, easily hundreds of these, from around Charlottesville, and many of those I've yet to post on the website. But the project's expanded a little bit to tell a little bit more of the history behind the various locations, and then also I include other photographs and details of whatever the particular subject is.
Now, are there times when new construction or changes in the geography make it impossible to get the same shot?
Oh, absolutely. A tree might have grown up in that same place, so I take some liberties to move a little bit. Or also the old shot might be a smaller building taken a little closer up, and to capture the essence of the location, I might have to back up so I'm just not taking the, front facade of a building or whatever. I might have to back up a bit or capture something nearby to sort of give some context to it.
And do you sometimes find yourself standing in a dangerous position, like in the middle of a street or something?
Sure, I've been in the middle of streets or on rooftops or other sorts of things like that.
Sure. Now, you've recently taken a very interesting photo of the downtown Charlottesville from the air, showing the pavilion and some of the surrounding area there. How did that photograph come about?
Well, I do aerial photography, for real estate. But when I'm up there, I'm just documenting Charlottesville from the air. There are many things you can see from the air that you can't quite capture on the ground, and that change of perspective is often really intriguing for the viewer of it. Even with things like Google Earth, there's something very compelling about a well-composed photograph taken from the air. And I fly with an excellent pilot who's also a photographer, and so he always has a sense of what I'm after when we're up there. And I really have hundreds, if not thousands, of images above Charlottesville.
Wow, very good. I'd like to move on now, if I may, to your City Space exhibit. How did the idea for the exhibit originate?
Well, I was asked by the Celebrate 250 committee to come up with ideas and help provide photographs for exhibits for the 250th anniversary, for throughout the year. But then late this past November, we learned we needed to produce something for the City Space location for the month of January. And then after bouncing some ideas around, I decided that the best show that we could probably pull together on short notice would be one showing old pictures of old Charlottesville pictures of trains and trolleys, automobiles, things like that, because I had hundreds of these types of photos, and they're really fun to look at. Even if you're not really deeply interested in history, it's still fun to look at. So as I began looking through the old photos, the idea evolved into sort of more of a general overview of transportation in Charlottesville over the last 100 years or so.
Very good. Now, I understand that the exhibit is divided into 10 categories. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there are 10 separate displays, and they're all subjects under the overall theme of transportation. So we have one on trolleys in Charlottesville, we have one on trains, one on car dealerships, and so on. The subjects are really dictated by what photographs I had. The exhibit's really an image-driven experience. There's very little to read. There are captions of each, with each image, but that's about it. It's really more fun and entertaining than, educational. It's just a fun exhibit to walk through and look at the pictures. And I hope that it sparks some interest in local history and gets people wanting to see more of Charlottesville and learn more about Charlottesville's history.
Now, for those people who haven't seen the display yet, each of the boards comes with an information panel. Did you produce those information panels yourself?
I wrote all the text for those. We had a great graphic designer, Rick Bickhart, who helped put that together and really made them nice-looking display panels. But again, we didn't want it to be a lot of text. Very easy to read. If you're standing there for just a couple minutes in front of each of the displays, you want to be able to find out what the different images are without having to stand and read a long bit of text.
And of course, the question that everybody wants to know, of the photographs that are on display at City Space, do you have one that's your favorite?
Well, I guess that's like asking a wine aficionado what their favorite one wine is. It's really impossible for me to pick favorites. And in fact, there are a lot of photos that didn't even make the show that I would love to have the space and ability to add to it. I like all these photos for various reasons. But I would say that one that has been very popular there, it's just a great image, is by a local photographer, Ed Roseberry. And he took the picture in July of 1951 of a train pulling in Charlottesville. And he took this picture from the water tower that's still there in Woolen Mills. And he just sat, it was a hot July day, just sat up there on that water tower and waited for a train to come through. And when it finally did, he got this great shot. And so we were lucky enough to get a copy of it and have it for this City Space exhibit. So it's really worth it just to stop by City Space just to see that one photo. And then we were lucky enough to have Ed stop by last Friday night at our open house. And he's very entertaining guy to talk to, a great storyteller, and he goes back decades here in Charlottesville. Some of his earliest photos of Charlottesville are from the 1940s.
It sounds like one of the secrets to getting a great photograph is just a lot of patience.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, just having your camera with you and taking, just taking a lot of pictures, you never know what you're going to come up with.
Sure. Now, the photographs that are presently on display at City Space, will any of them be available online at your website at some point?
Yeah, at some point. I didn't want to post any of those yet. I really want people to go visit the exhibit first. It is a nice experience to walk through and see some of these pictures. But maybe later this month I'll do a post on the Charlottesville Then and Now website, and I'll include a selection of these images and maybe a few more that didn't make the final cut.
That's great. And we'll include a link to both of your websites as a part of this story. Will you be participating in any other Celebrate 250 events this year, Steve?
Well, I plan to do other spy shows and exhibits throughout the year and really beyond just the 250th anniversary. But whether or not they're part of Celebrate 250 or not, I can't really say. I'm not really part of the Celebrate 250 committee. I just have put this project together in a couple slideshows that we did at First Night. But one other thing I will be doing is a weekly feature in the Daily Progress that will show a different historical image of Charlottesville each week and then have a little bit of background on the subject. And so got some very interesting things to show, being, I think, on the editorial page on Saturdays. So, one different image each week. Some of these, which have never been published before or seen in public before. So it should be fun.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. And is that series started now in the Daily Progress?
It may start this Saturday. I'm not sure if that's been confirmed yet. It may start this Saturday.
Okay, great. And finally, today, nearly everyone has a camera of some sort. Is there any advice you might give to a novice photographer who would like to try their hand at this kind of photography?
Well, this kind of photography, like documenting things, I think that my advice would just be simply keep taking pictures. You just never know what you might capture that would be of significance in a few years. But also in this age of digital photography where you can quickly accumulate thousands of pictures, you really need to do your editing as you go. Get rid of the bad ones or the duplicates. You don't want your own personal library to become so big that you sort of lose track of what you have or you can't access what it is. And also you ought to record what the things are, because there's so many old photographs that I find and there's no record of what it is or where it was. And often I know it was a Charlottesville photographer. I know it's probably somewhere around here, but I've spent hours trying to identify or locate some of these things. And it only gets harder as the city changes.
Yeah, I'll bet. And, of course, modern cameras, many of the modern, high-end cameras come with built-in GPS capabilities. So perhaps as time goes on, that will become less of a problem.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Steve. I've been talking with Steve Trumbull of Trumbull Photography about his Charlottesville On the Move. exhibit, which runs until January 31st at CitySpace. Steve, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
My pleasure, Dan.
You've been listening to The People of 250, a series about the people behind Charlottesville's 250th anniversary celebration. For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.